All right, and joining me now is Cindy Brown. Hi, Cindy, how are you?
Hi, doing okay.
So you contacted me. You're in the Middle East. You're actually in Israel right now. What is it like?
Yeah, we are currently in a hotel for the past several days, and there are troops here from the Israeli forces. And so that's different than we're used to, of course. We're not sure exactly why they're here. They came in last night. But we are up in the north, so
Hours away from the fighting.
yeah, we're hours away from Gaza, probably about, I don't know, 3 or 4 hours maybe. But there's some talk of some trouble maybe coming from the north in Lebanon, so we feel a little bit vulnerable here and in our location, and we hope to leave tomorrow.
So you guys are going to go to Jordan to get out of there.
Yes, we are going to go to Jordan and then we have flight arrangements. It's a very interesting and in many ways beautiful place, and people are pretty much going about their business here, but on edge, as you can imagine. And we have Israeli troops in the hotel where we're staying, and several places where we were going to go on our tour have already been hit with rockets. And so it's very disturbing, and we're concerned for ourselves, of course, but this situation with the people in Israel dying and in Gaza is very upsetting.
Were you pretty scared when you heard this happened?
Yes, scared, but amazing. For me personally, it sent him, and I think for the rest of our group, sort of an amazing piece about it all. I mean, we are, of course, there's so many things that are unknown that makes it difficult. And we just today heard that we think we have a flight if we can get to Jordan tomorrow. Up until that time, we had no idea because our flights were canceled out and everybody's were out of Tel Aviv.
So you guys were over there on a tour, a Holy Land tour, right?
Yes, we were. We have a Palestinian American that attends our church in Eugene, and we came with him and his wife, and he was instrumental in starting the Bethlehem Bible College many years ago. And so we thought, what better, person to come with us, or we would come with him. He is they have been amazing, and they're very well, highly revered in Bethlehem, and we were able to spend some time there before we came up here.
So he's a Palestinian Christian American.
Yes.
What is he feeling about all this?
Well, he's feeling of course, as always, concerned about the situation here in Israel and Palestine. And I mean, they have their own views about the Palestinian people and the Israeli people, but they're trying to give us an overall view of what it's like here. And I think they have done that. And they're feeling really bad, of course, about what has happened and very surprised.
So, have you guys seen the reports back here in America where people are protesting in support of the Palestinians?
I haven't heard that specifically. I heard there were protests, but I didn't know what exactly.
Being there on the ground there, I mean, I realize you're 3 hours from where the horrible action is going on. What do you get out of this, Cindy?
Well, I'll tell you, it's been an education. I didn't even know simple things like the Bethlehem was in Palestine. I did not know that. I did not know the difficulties it is for the Palestinian people. And yet I also understand the situation on the Israeli side. So I think the security issues and things like that. So I think that I think there are many Palestinian people that we were able to talk to that really want peace and really want for the sides to come together in peace. And that has been pretty eye-opening for me. We've talked with some of the Israeli people here on this side that are very concerned about what's going on in their country and have been for a long time, of course. And it's just very eye-opening and a need, a super need for peace.
Is it interesting? Because, you know, I think what people don't understand here too is the Palestinian people, that the Hamas are terrorists, and they're going to, I've heard reports where they'll probably put their people in harm's way so that they can protect, you know, like places that they don't want bombed. And so the Palestinian people and the Israeli people are both victims of this terrorist group.
Yes, that's sort of my understanding. I mean, at least the Palestinian people that we have met and talked to would never advocate for something like this.
Is it interesting to you, because you're, well, I guess because you're not in America right now, but we're hearing it from one side. You're living it as an American. Is it interesting, but also a little bit frightening?
Yes, absolutely. It's, as I said earlier, the unknown, you know, not knowing what could occur at any time and how to be prepared for that is unnerving. And just not knowing how we're going to get out of the country or not, it's been very difficult to get information. That has been really hard. And so, yeah, it's frightening. There's no doubt about it. But again, I am super amazed at myself, who is sort of like, you know, anxious about these sorts of things. And in the past, probably would have never even come over here to the Holy Land. But the peace I think that God has given us, as and me in particular, has been amazing.
Do you feel like they're getting a real view of, I mean, that is the Holy Land. That's where all these different religions come together. And you can sit here in America and you know that mentally, but you're actually in it, seeing the conflict, but also how everybody feels like this is theirs.
Yes, yes. And I just, you know, I think we all as Americans, we see and hear things on the news, and it's so far away and so not part of our daily lives that we go about, you know, life goes on for us. Here it is an everyday occurrence as to the situation, the conflict, what they're, some people are allowed to do and others are not, and they do not, many of them have the freedom that we have in America. So yes, it's very eye-opening.
So if you're in Palestine, then the Israelis don't have the freedom that the Palestinians do, and vice versa if you're in Israel? Is that,
Well, yeah, I think to some extent there's that on both sides. Depending on who you are talking to, you know, each side has their own limitations and challenges from the other side.
So do you, as an American, do you feel like really blessed to be an American?
We feel extremely happy that we're Americans, but you know, it does get to you in your heart as for these people that are in many ways just like us. And we've met some wonderful people here that we literally would like to bring home with us. So they've been very gracious, very helpful to us, and more than accommodating. And so it brings it to reality of that we are all, you know, one people and God's people.
So you and I met after the shooting at Thurston High School like 30 years ago, and you were instrumental in starting an organization to help fight school violence. Does any of that come back or ring true for you sitting in this situation at all?
Yes, it's interesting because I was thinking about that the other day, about how that you know, we were all so devastated and still are, many of us, especially the families that were directly involved. And yet here, it's something that they deal with, you know, almost routinely, other times more than others. But for us, it's, you know, it's something that's so devastating, and we don't live with it daily. And it did come back to my mind about, you know, how that felt to all of us, including you. And yeah, I guess just there was at least some thought in my mind about that.
They're almost, it's almost like, this is so sad because they're almost so used to it that it's, that they get numb to it. Whereas we, I mean, it just shows how fortunate we are to live in the place that we do. Because
yes,
they
don't see it the same way we do, because, right. Like you say, they have seen it so much. Although in talking to one of the, women here, she said she has grown up with this sort of thing her whole life, but she said this situation is really bad.
Yeah, they're here. I don't know what you're hearing over there, but they're talking about, you know, this could be the beginning of a World War III. And that's just, and to be at the heart of that, when you wrote me, I thought, oh my gosh, I have to talk to Cindy.
I appreciate that very much. We, I think when I wrote you, we still weren't sure if we had a path out of here. And that is, it's somewhat nice to know that we think we do tomorrow, if we are able to get to Jordan safely. And I tell you, one of the things that really struck me is in our hotel here, the Israeli troops that came in last night, they are so very young and beautiful people, young women and men who are trying to protect this country. And I mean, they could be my grandchildren. That's how young and beautiful and kind they are to us.
What will you bring back to Eugene, Oregon, as part of this experience when people ask you, what will you say?
I don't know. I feel like I need to process for myself when I'm not in this situation, what I might bring back to someone else. I do believe that God uses us in all things, and I hope that He can use us. And just the word peace comes to my mind. This situation is not expected to be over soon. And I think prayer, at least for our people that are over here, for the Israeli people, the Palestinian people that are trying to find peace in all of this, I think our prayers for them, our understanding and our support is going to be really needed.
You know, we all have these, our stories, and God gives us an outline. And yours just got kind of crazy, huh?
It did. And that's happened to me before. So I don't know, you know, you wonder as you're aging, as some of us are aging, you know, what has been and what is my purpose. And, you know, anything that we can do to show God's love is for sure going to be at the top of the list.
All right, Cindy, anything I'm not asking you that you think you should need to tell me?
Can't think of anything right now, Rick. You're doing an excellent job as usual. I didn't know you were in Montana, but well, I hope to be able to hear good things about what you're doing there.
So let me ask you one last thing. How's your family doing? I would be, if you were my mom, I'd be freaking out.
Our kids and our families have been, I don't know if they're freaking out, but they are certainly texting us and calling us more than we've heard for a long time. So yeah, they're trying to make calls on our behalf. We have been in contact with our senators' offices, and the kids have been, and doing that on that end to make sure they know we're here and not to forget about us. So yes, they're very nervous.
All right. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to me. And
Thank you.
oh, and thanks for reaching out to me. I really appreciate it. And take care of yourself. Be very careful. And I remember when I went to Romania for a shoot, getting off the airplane and being greeted with soldiers with AK-47s, and you're standing there going, "I'm not in Kansas anymore."
Absolutely. That's when we were having dinner last night and the troops came in with their AK-47s. It was a little unnerving and in some ways, like we're grateful that they're here.
Right. Well, that's the whole thing that's really weird. I remember seeing them and thinking, okay, you're not here to get me, but I should be happy because if something bad goes on, you have the gun.
That's right. That's right.
All right.
We're standing with you.
Well, and behind you, way behind you.
Yes. Rick, thank you so much. I mean, you were such a gift to Eugene and our community in Springfield when that situation happened there, the shooting, and you're continuing to, to be a voice, and we really appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And you know what? I can't wait to hear your story. So when you get processed on this, you reach out to me again and we'll put you back on here. I'd love to know more about what you've figured out or and then, just it's just your story, but I think it can also help other people as well. So there, I agree with you. I think there's always a reason. And if we don't look for it, it'll just pass us by. And I think too many people do that. And what a rich, I mean, you've had some pretty tragic things you've been a part of, and I think this is really be interesting to see how you what you come up with.
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.